But I want to tell you something else I did this weekend at our house that I told you I was going to do, and we did it, and we're going to try to post this on the text line. Is it up yet, Pete, or we'll do it, right? We're about to do it. So check it out and post yours too, 312-981-7200. We made one of those tubes that you shoot the trick-or-treating, you know, candy through.
No way.
We did it. Oh, my gosh. You should see this. I got to say, I'm so proud of my 8-year-old Gabby. I mean, I went to Menards Saturday morning, first thing. One of our listeners told us they still have these PVC pipes. And I went there, and they actually were out of the 6-foot pipe, but they had a 5-footer. And then I bought, like, a little extension, like an elbow, you know, kind of
at the
end.
Oh, yeah, sure.
Yeah, oh, sure. I've never used these in my life, but I bought them.
So it'll duck down into the bag.
Yes.
Like an arm.
Exactly. So it doesn't just shoot into their face.
Did you decorate it?
Oh, my gosh, did we decorate it. Mary, I wish there were a contest. I swear this was like, we had so much fun doing this, like a surprising amount of fun. Because I went to Joann Fabrics, and I picked up some of the fun stuff, and I picked up some stickers, and we put stickers on it. We rolled it in orange.
Glitter?
Shiny. No, it's like orange, shiny, glittery fabric that we wrapped.
Oh, what a mess. Okay.
Yeah, it was a mess. We had the little dustbuster thing. I was like, but that, you know. Check it out. It was
so cool.
How cool
is that?
It honestly was so fun. You know, what we're doing is making lemonade this whole year, right? And this was like a lemonade making moment. I was very proud. And it's so cute.
Just hope it doesn't, like, fall apart in the
mail. A genuine possibility, absolute possibility. That's a total possibility. And we were sort of, you're practicing with it. Now, some candies are not going to fit because I think it's only a 4-inch pipe. Because I'm telling you, the 6-foot, 5-inch pipe, that was gone at Menards. But they still, they have a lot.
No popcorn balls. They won't quite fit,
no,
right?
Can't do that. Apples, you know, people like to give out fruit. I'm not one of those houses.
No.
But those, you know, these nutrition-savvy people.
People don't want fruit on Halloween.
They don't. They really don't. I know the parents like it, but then, you know, but the parents really, I like the Butterfingers. That's what I eat. When my kid brings it home, I grab those.
Baby Ruth's, Butterfingers, yep.
Once
Snickers.
A year. Once a year. I mean, is it too much to ask? The Tribune has a how-to article, too, if you want to check that out, because they go through the different ways you can make these. And there's a guy who posted some on Facebook I saw over the weekend. He made a zip line, like a zip line to zip line the candy to kids. And I thought, wow, that is one really outrageously great dad. It's really cute. He had like a ghost, and the ghost kind of carries the candy across the zip line to the kids. Very elaborate. Very cool. And that's his socially distanced answer to Halloween. But check out mine and post yours, 312-981-7200. It was very fun. Other thing we did this weekend, we're continuing our countdown to Halloween. We're watching Halloween movies, and we've seen so many of them, so many. We've Ghostbusters, we've done, what is it, Corpse Bride. We've watched the Addams Family. We've seen Goosebumps. I think there are three of them. And then last night we watched one that I thought was going to be absolutely horrible. It's a new one out on Netflix. It's called, have you heard of this, Love and Monsters? Heard of that one?
No, is it a kid thing?
Well, it's not, because here's the deal. So it's like giant insects and critters. They become like supersized, and they take over Earth. They wipe out 95% of humanity, and then everybody, the survivors, go underground and live in colonies. And it sounded horrible. Doesn't it sound terrible? It sounds like stupid. I'm like, why do we watch? This is horrible. I don't want to see this stupid movie. But I sat on the couch, and oh, my God, it was so engaging. I really thought it was so fun. And because there's like a love story, and there's a real story, and it's like I was drawn into this. It was so fun. I mean, there's those crazy scenes with the big, like, what is it? Oh, it's a millipede. Oh, my gosh, what now? There was that part of it. But there was a true story behind the whole thing, and it was really engaging. And then I looked this morning, 91% audience score on Rotten Tomatoes. 91%.
Oh.
So people are liking it, Mary. I know. Yeah. I would not have sat down and watched that movie had I not been forced.
Is that Netflix? Is that what you said?
Netflix, yeah. Okay. Led by a charming star turn from Dylan O'Brien, who I'd never heard of before, Love and Monsters peers into the apocalypse. And finds an action, and we kind of feel like we're living in the apocalypse. So there were some things that you sort of relate to. You know, most of these movies feel like fantasy. This one doesn't. It's like, yeah, you know what? I kind of understand that. They were hoarding, you know, cans of beans and stuff. Surprising emotional depth. It's the monster apocalypse. So check it out.
Meanwhile, I was watching like an adult version called Ratched.
What's that?
The Nurse Ratched. It's about, it's pretty deep and, you know, crazy.
Is it scary? Like, not, is it adult only?
It's a suspense thriller, very odd, kind of like a Coen Brothers type of thing, but
ooh.
Not, yeah, it's really, it's adults. Oh, definitely adults. There's a lot of, you know, Some torture, yeah, kind of thing. God. Yeah.
Wow. I usually like that kind of stuff. That's my kind of
house. And you got to watch it.
I love that. I watch it after Gabby goes to bed.
What's her name? Paulson's in it.
Oh, the one who was in the O.J. Simpson trial.
Yes.
What's her name?
Sarah Paulson.
Sarah Paulson.
Yeah.
Love her.
Thanks,
love
Pete. Yeah, she's super good in this, and she's creepy. Very creepy.
Ooh, she can do creepy, too.
Mm-hmm.
She can.
Got to watch that one.
And after I saw the movie, I woke up to the news. Did you see this? That Chicago ranks number one in the rattiest cities in America. I was like, oh, no. I just saw those supersized eating people. And it's interesting because they say we're beating out L.A. and New York. I'm not sure why that is. I think I understand why there's such a preponderance of rats. They're saying that the restaurants are closed, and so they're getting more aggressive, and they're coming out in search of food sources.
They're hungry.
They're hungry.
My niece has pet rats. Grosses me out. I can't even go to her house.
I used to love, I had rats, I had hamsters, I had mice. Those are
gerbils.
My pets. Gerbils. Growing up, I love them. Now I do not like them.
No.
I see them in different settings. I do not like them.
It's the tails.
It's the way they sort of trot across, and it's the way they grow to be the size of a marsupial. And then in the city, have you seen the ones that you have your light, kind of dusk, and you got your car lights on, and they trot across the street, and you think, is that a cat, a dog? No, rat. It's a rat.
No.
Oh. Yuck.
Thanks. I'll go back to my sandwich now.
Love and Monsters. Just watch that because it's an escape movie. It's very fun.